Good afternoon. It's December 16th, 2010, and it's about 2:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on a Thursday afternoon. I'm out in the backyard with Max doing some walking around with him, getting some exercise for his back legs there, and it is not too bad out. It's a clear, bright, sunny sky. Blue but cold, and earlier this morning I traveled up to Syracuse and take care of some family business, and ended up coming back. It was quite the trip. It was about an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes I believe, up north from where I'm at, and as soon as we got up close to Syracuse, you could see that they have well over about a foot and a half of snow. There's one point on the trip going up on the highway, we were diverted about 45 minutes out of our way. And then when I got to where I had to take care of what I got to take care of, I thought I was going to be about a 2-hour wait, and ended up I was in and out in less than 10 minutes. So I'm back here enjoying the afternoon with Max, getting him out here. And figure I take an opportunity to do an audio boo out in my backyard here. But what a difference it is, I'm compared to where I was just a few hours ago to where I'm at now. There was well over a foot of snow up in Syracuse, and it looked like it was most recent. And the snow that they had up there, and it's all lake effect snow when you get up that far north. But the amount of snow they had, we don't normally see until about, I would say, and it's maybe the earliest end of this month, or maybe the end of January, probably, because unless we have a weird storm coming through. But it was pretty, it's like two different worlds, you know, and only about an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes difference in drive and stuff. So right now I'm seeing little patches of snow, but, you know, sort of like drifting, but a lot of green grass still. And but it is cold out. Yeah, you know, I sort of indicated that in my yesterday's audio boo that winter is here, even though it's not here officially until after the summer solstice coming up. But it's a pleasant, sunny Thursday afternoon right now, enjoying it out back here. Max is taking in the sun and getting around quite well. And since I got back, I'm playing around with checking out my tweets and The audio boos on the people I follow and whatnot. I did do a blog last night for Tioga Fire Protection and Fire Prevention on extinguisher use. And everybody should know how to use an extinguisher. It's very easy. Just remember, pass, pull the pin, aim the nozzle, squeeze and sweep. And make sure you use... Normally, portable fire extinguishers for the home are for class A, B, C, so they cover the three different classes. One of the interesting tweets I did come across, and I tweeted out, and it's starting to hit the news now, is that Walmart is recalling a boatload of space heaters, which is very, I don't know, just it just... It caught my eye very, very quickly there when I saw that news article, and it's going across the newswire. I think CNN, Newswatch, and the financial pages are getting a hold of it, but there's a lot of them. Roughly about 2.2 million space heaters are being recalled, so... if you have a space heater and you've bought it recently from Walmart, and even if you haven't, I would check the article out to see what brands, and check your space heater. So that's all I have for now. You all have an enjoyable Thursday afternoon. Be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.